Hour number two, kick it off with some headlines.
Well, that was quick.
Like you said, you don't have them prepared, or?
Just saying it was quick.
Is that a shot at Alex? Alex, do you feel
not
attacked?
Necessarily.
Do you think you've lost Cody because now you're on my side? You're in my, quote, cult? Do you think now Cody's lashing out and being mean to you?
Yeah, I didn't really take it. There's been much worse things hurled at my name.
Okay. That's fair.
What kind of things?
Yeah. What's been much worse hurled at you, Cody?
What have you done to cause such anger?
Can you give us a rundown of your ops and what they say about you?
Explain what you are associated with.
Sounds like trouble.
No, not trouble.
She doesn't want to elaborate. Okay.
Just mean people.
Moving on. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us?
All right. Thanks, John.
You're
well,
welcome.
It's Pride Month. NASCAR celebrating Pride Month.
Really?
Yeah.
What's NASCAR doing?
We celebrate the...
Proud to be straight. That's what I'm proud of.
Except when I turn. We celebrate the LGBTQ plus community during Pride Month and beyond. NASCAR puts out a rainbow thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be an interesting month with all the Pride stuff going on. Because you have kind of, you know, going head-to-head with that, this whole anti-gay movement.
Is that enough to get canceled?
I feel like there's going to be violence in the streets.
Is that enough to have beef with NASCAR, just them saying, hey, we have Pride? Or does it have to? Do you have to get like into the transgender stuff to then get canceled? Like, if NASCAR is like, "Hey, we have Pride, and also we believe we support transgender rights," is that when it becomes cancelable? Or does it have to be like, "Hey, we got to indoctrinate your children too"? Does it have to be children involved?
I think you got to indoctrinate the children,
okay?
Because you're gonna run out of things to. Like, because all these companies are going to do this.
Well, I saw a viral post of, you know, someone at the Disney store, a man wearing a dress, you know, in there with the kids, and people were mad about that. And I'm like, okay,
Excuse me, that's a woman.
Well, actually, I don't think it was a transgender person. I think it was just a man wearing a dress. I think I didn't actually watch the video. I just saw the headline.
How do you tell the difference?
Come on.
I mean, I don't know.
But
how do you tell?
But.
Is it a drag queen?
So now are we canceling?
Or a woman?
Are we canceling Disney? And if we cancel Disney?
Yeah, we canceled Disney. DeSantis has already canceled Disney.
Okay, but Disney owns ESPN. We got to quit watching ESPN?
Yeah. Have you not heard how woke ESPN is?
No. Are we not watching the studio shows? Or are we not watching the sports?
Well, no. We're still going to watch the sports.
Okay, so we'll watch ESPN sports, but
if
not
my teams on ESPN. We're still going to watch the sports.
Okay.
But we're not watching anything else on ESPN.
Okay. So
we will give them our ad revenue
only
as an audience
games.
Member when our team plays.
And maybe like the college football playoff rankings. Maybe that one.
Put my games on Fox.
Maybe some of the college game day stuff on Saturday mornings too. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Although nobody watches that Fox show.
Not really.
Could ESPN go woke to the point that you would not watch college? Well, you don't watch it anyway, but like,
yeah.
Well, I'm not asking you. I'm asking, this is, I guess, rhetorical. But like, could the Fox show ever beat the ESPN college game day?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. I think everybody's still going to watch that show if they're into that.
It's just one of those things that you get into a habit. It's hard to change.
Do you think we'll see
consumers.
Violence in the street this month?
Yeah, wasn't there just a cop shot in Nashville yesterday? We see violence every day, bro. This is America.
No, but I mean like trending violence.
Oh, you mean like culture war violence?
Yeah. Not regular violence.
You mean like...
They shot a Nashville cop?
I believe that's what happened yesterday. They had the interstate shut down yesterday, like in East Nashville.
Was it a Metro guy or like a regular cop or a fed?
Let me check. East Nashville.
Because that's going to play into my level of sympathy.
Come on. Let's see. Innocent bystander dead after East Nashville shooting. That was May 13th. Oh.
There's always shootings in Nashville.
Was there actually a cop shot yesterday? I thought I saw that.
Just making stuff up. First,
well, no, that's
first,
what I was told.
First, you told the whole audience yesterday we were playing softball today.
You know,
I swear. You lied about that. Now you're lying about cops getting killed in
the
street.
Well, you know, let me see what I saw. Let's see. Let's see. Anyways, go back. Maybe it didn't. Well, yeah, no, right here. Officer in critical condition after shooting.
That was credibility by the minute.
No. WSMV. Is that, what is that?
Channel 4.
Channel 4.
Yeah.
Detective Donovan Cobble was shot after he encountered a man near the airport. Yeah. That was yesterday.
Encountered a man near the airport?
Yep. Oh, right. They said the man, not
a
man.
I used to go to that airport all the time.
The man accused of shooting. Could have been me shot. The man accused of shooting a Metro police officer on Thursday afternoon is dead, so I guess they got hurt.
It was a Metro guy then.
Delama Casimir of Florida.
So he was a transplant.
I don't know if he was just traveling or what.
He's
accused of shooting Metro police detective Donovan Cobble, 33, a four-year veteran of the force.
What's his name?
Donovan Cobble.
No, I mean, that was the cop. Well, who's the criminal? What's his
Delama,
name?
Delama, D-E-L-A-M-A.
And he's from Florida?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Illegals. Bam Margera threatening to smoke crack until he's dead unless he sees his son, Phoenix. Bam's really wanting to see his son, and if he doesn't get to, he's going to smoke crack until he dies. That's what he said.
Are they going to call his bluff?
I don't know. Go ahead. Keep smoking the crack, man.
Yeah, let's see what you got. It seems like a counterintuitive to get, you know, to see your kids.
I wonder what it's like to smoke crack.
I'm surprised you've never done it, honestly.
I know. Yeah, me too. I'd give it a shot. You know, there is a thing you can do that's kind of like smoking crack that I'm not going to say. I never did it, of course, but I had a friend. You'd sprinkle a little bit of powder in the end of a cigarette, and you wrap up the end of it, and you light that and smoke that. It's kind of like smoking crack.
I did see that we have some people threatening a hunger strike. It said some Trumpers were threatening a hunger strike. I don't know exactly what they were trying to get in return. But that was one of, yeah, have you
his
ever read
love.
About those? Huh?
His love.
Have you ever heard of those hunger strikes? Are you familiar with them at all? Where people just don't eat.
Am I familiar with a hunger strike? Do I look familiar with a hunger strike?
Yeah, good point.
Actually, I am on a hunger. I've been on a hunger strike, kind of.
I'm impressed. You only
ate
one little piece of the cookie.
I ate the worst dinner last night.
As in bad for you or just gross and good for you?
It was so bad. Actually, it's good you bring this up because are we doing This Guy Eats today? Because if we are, I'm going to have to slander a local restaurant. So is it?
Yeah, we're doing This Guy Eats. It's Friday. Did you actually go somewhere now?
I went somewhere.
But this is going to be it. I've been waiting for a negative This Guy Eats review. So
I went somewhere.
Okay, I'm excited to hear. Don't tell me where it's at.
I want to just say beforehand, I won't tell you where it's at yet, but it doesn't exactly fit the profile of This Guy Eats.
That's fine. You're the boss.
It's not a hole in the wall, but it is a restaurant. It is local. I had not tried it before, so it fits the basic criteria.
I think it works.
It's a little fancier than it should be, though. It's not really exactly... You know, I prefer the places that have a couple of crickets in the kitchen.
Sure.
But I'm going to have to slander them, though.
We might hear our first.
It's disappointing, but.
3 out of 10 plate review.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's that. Did you talk about Ja Morant? Yeah, we talked about that.
A little bit. Just Adam Silver said they. Will you quit coughing? You're a professional. Please stop.
It's not a cough. It's a throat clear.
Either way. Yeah, so Adam Silver last night in their pregame coverage just said what? That they have uncovered more things about Ja Morant?
Yeah. They're going to throw him in prison, I think. Kanye West is being sued by a paparazzi for assault, battery, and negligence after he was caught on camera grabbing and throwing a woman's phone for photographing him back in January. So that might be when you saw it, if you said...
No. This one was like... The one I saw was like 2007, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
he got in trouble for this like way back in the day.
We also did it back in January, and now he's being sued by the paparazzi woman for assault, battery, and negligence.
Should you be allowed to take somebody's picture without their consent?
If they're in public?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much the standard, isn't it?
Well, I'm saying, and do you agree with it? It is the standard, especially if you're, when you're famous, you get treated differently.
Like, what do you mean? Like if you see a woman walking down the street like in yoga pants? Or
I just mean in general. I mean, in that regard, too. That one's a little bit creepy. I don't think you should be able to do that, sure.
Should there be a certain level you zoom in, or should you have to? I'm just kidding, Alex.
There's certain rules, like if they're a public person.
Yeah, so like Kanye's not going to be protected by those because, he is a public figure.
Well,
but
I think pretty much no one has a right to privacy, though, if they're in public. Like, if you're in public, you can be photographed, whether you're a celebrity or not.
Okay.
Now, there's certain things about, like, domicile. Like, if you're on your front porch, it's a little touchier or something. Like, if you're in your home.
So, photograph, like, but not live video, or you can't use a live video for, like.
I think it's all the same.
Well, like, to be used in live video, like on TV, you still have to, like, sign a release form, though, if you're in public, like on those prank shows and stuff. Like, you.
I don't know, man. I learned about all this in school, and then I forgot it. But I'm pretty certain if you're just walking around in public, you can be videoed or photographed or anything.
I told you, I still need to get in touch with a lawyer about Toddlers and Tiaras putting me on their TV show. Because I didn't sign that release form, Alex. What? I didn't sign the release form, and then they put me on there.
Somebody just broke in.
Just me there at 20, looking like a creep, smiling as some little four-year-old was on stage dancing.
That checks
in
out.
In a swimsuit.
That checks out.
And I was like, wait a second. I didn't sign that form. Get me off here. I was hoping they'd blur my face out, but they didn't. And there I was just smiling.
Yeah.
A little four-year-old.
That's what your side does.
In a swimsuit.
That's what your side does.
Have we canceled those?
Rumors.
Have we canceled those?
Well, no. And that
because those seem very Republican.
That the pageants?
The child pageants, for the ones I've been to, and strangely enough, I've been to a couple, they all seem very Republican.
Yeah. Oh, and, they definitely are.
Yeah.
And those girls grow up to be those old Southern ladies.
They grow up to be nutbags. Well, in my experience, they grow up to be nutcases.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, they all have the crazy eyes. Those girls grow up with like those crazy, And they grow up with, because they do that little wave.
Yeah.
They get indoctrinated. They get brainwashed.
They're chompers. They get fake teeth.
Yeah, but they grow up to
be old
ladies.
They get those
little kids
fake teeth.
Yeah, but you know the old ladies? You know who I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, usually little girls do grow up to be old ladies. That is true, typically.
Yeah. They wear so much powder, though. The face and they got those really blue, like the eyelids, you know? You know those old Southern ladies? They kind of look like Dolly Parton without the class. I'm not going to slander Dolly. I'm saying, like, they kind of look like they're going for a Dolly, but they're not.
I don't think Dolly would take that as slander. She's talked about her looks before. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
It's her brand.
Yeah, it's part of the deal.
But that's what we should be canceling. I mean, do whatever with the drag shows. Culture War is okay. I'm just saying, if we're getting rid of those, let's get rid of the little four-year-olds on stage gyrating and dancing around. Can we do that, too? It seems more dangerous for kids, if you ask
me. It's okay.
It just seems more
dangerous. It's okay to do that. There just can't be any men in dresses there. All right? That's all we're asking. No men in dresses.
If we're worried about the kids, let's get rid of those, too.
It's almost like that maybe they're not really worried about the kids as much as they are just uncomfortable with the men in dresses.
I don't know. I do think a lot of people care about their kids, but...
Well, yeah, but, I mean, is it not a little hypocritical?
That's my whole point. Yeah, let's get rid of the child pageants while we're at it.
Right.
Because, again, I didn't want to be there, Alex. I was just being a supportive partner. But, like, there were four-year-old, five-year-old girls in swimsuits up there dancing around on stage. That's not good. That's no good. That's bad. It's bad. It's no good.
I think what they would say is, like, they're just cute. They're just, like, you know.
I don't think so, man. I think they were sexualizing those kids is what I think. That's what I think.
I mean, they make them, like, what? Who was it?
I don't think.
But they're, like, dyeing their hair. At, like, 3 years. I didn't get my hair dyed till I was, like, 13.
Do you have any thoughts, Jordan? Do you want to cancel the child pageants as well? He's like, what the hell am I doing here? He's over there sitting like, what have I walked into?
Yeah.
I've never even watched Toddlers and Tiaras.
Well, you're not necessarily missing anything. But again, I've been to them, and they were a thing. I don't even know if they still come on or whatever. I don't know. Maybe we have canceled those kid pageants, and I'm unaware. But I don't know, man. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. We did a whole thing about 16 and pregnant. Like,
well, yeah. Yeah.
People are... interested in things like that are like,
well,
it's
16
weird,
you know, whatever, it's 16, a little bit different rules than when you're four.
I mean, Joe Biden's the president, you know, like
the sniffer. Anyways, any other headlines? I seen him fall yesterday.
Speaking of Joe Biden, the president took a big fall yesterday on stage at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation.
That's tough.
I mean, the poor guy doesn't know where he's at. I you know it's bad because I even saw some of the people in the comments who were like right-wingers, and they were like, now's not the time to laugh.
So, I saw a lot of people just like elder abuse, and you're kind of like,
well,
at 80 years old, you might just want to retire.
That's kind of what
like,
it is.
Yeah.
Retire? I'm running for a second term.
That seems crazy.
I know.
I still think we need to go young, man, like 50. The president should be like 50.
Yeah. Yeah.
63 at max. Like 65 at max. Let's cut it off.
I believe we need to go attractive. That's what we need to do.
Just find the most attractive president we can.
No. Why no, Alex? Why can't we go the Finland route?
Let's just go really ugly president. Let's do that.
We've got that. Have you seen the last two?
I'm definitely on the side that we need somebody young. And I would like to see someone like late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, good looking too, right?
I mean, JFK, he's pretty good looking. Yeah. I wouldn't be mad if we had a good looking
person. I don't think if JFK was that even that good looking. I think he's overrated.
Well, he was young.
Yeah.
The standard for being good looking as a president is pretty low. Who's the last good looking president we had? Obama?
Yeah, he's pretty good looking.
Obama's pretty good looking.
Oh, you just made some people mad there. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. This guy's over here eating a banana.
That's not all I'm eating. I also had two boiled eggs and some cubes of cheese.
Such a weird combo. Are you using a paper towel around the banana?
Well, I just have it to wipe my fingers off when I'm done.
Didn't you, Shane Man, tell me that bananas weren't sticky? Didn't we have that conversation earlier this week where he's like, sticky? It's not sticky, and now he's using a paper towel? Weren't you the person that told me that?
They're slightly sticky.
Oh, he's changed his tune now. First, he was, I ate it on the peel the whole time, and he was just raw-dogging that banana. There was no peel to be seen. Did you see a peel around here, Alex?
Raw-dogging the banana.
He was just raw-dogging the banana, just holding it in his hand. It's completely out of the pill.
Well, I don't have a lot of time between.
Did you see a pill, seconds. Alex? Did you see one?
There was obviously one. It obviously came out of one.
Yeah, yeah. But again, you told me that I was weird for eating the banana out of the pill, and also that it wasn't sticky.
Well, I threw the peel away first so that I would only have the banana, so I wouldn't I'd be sitting here with a loose peel.
Yeah, no, I understand. You do it the way I do it, but you made me feel weird for doing it that way.
Wasn't this part of like this or that or something?
No. You asked me. I think you were just asking my favorite fruits and vegetables, and I said I don't like bananas.
Oh yeah,
it's like I don't like the texture. And you're like texture's fun.
Did
it's
I tell
not
you
sticky.
About mangoes?
Yeah. Then you told me how good mangoes were.
Yeah,
I think that's what started the conversation.
I've eaten a lot of mangoes.
Yeah,
I've been doing fruit. Which, you know, people go back and forth.
The natural sugars, the
diet
acid,
experts. It's
yeah.
like, yeah, they got a lot of sugar in them, but they got
it's natural
fiber.
Sugar. It's natural sugar. It's fine. I don't know the rules, man. They change diets
Here's the deal.
Once every
you
couple years.
You can get information to fit whatever you want.
That's why you got to be careful on the Google search.
I've gone back and forth from, oh, let's do keto. Let's do meat only. No, let's do some balance. Let's do brown rice. Let's do whole grains. I've come around and figured out I think I know the answer. I think it's just eating real food. Just don't eat a lot of processed food. Like if you want to eat steak. Maybe don't eat red meat every day. I mean, I don't know. But, like, I think as long as you're eating real food, eat eggs, eat steak, eat fish, eat vegetables, eat fruit.
See, I would even go as far as saying that you could eat whatever you want. It's just all about portion control and how much you're eating.
Well, I mean, are we talking nutrition or are we talking like...
Well, yeah, I mean, surely, I mean, you can't just be eating like chocolate all day. I mean, I'm not saying that.
Well, I could theoretically eat like 3 McDoubles every day and lose weight, but I don't know. Are we talking about weight loss or actual nutrition?
Well, I was talking about, we were talking about weight loss and...
Yeah.
Body type. What do you mean by nutrition? You just mean like...
I'm just saying like...
Getting your right intake of fiber and...
Just eating real food. Meat, produce, and like maybe some whole grains.
How beautiful is Anne Hathaway?
Oh, I mean, I would...
She's in my top five.
I would smell her shoes.
I don't think that goes...
I would...
For some reason, that doesn't feel like that big of a compliment coming from you. I think if I left my shoes around and I had long hair, you would consider sniffing in my shoes.
I would not sniff your shoes in a million years. Well, for $100. I mean, if you gave me $100, I'd sniff your shoe, but I wouldn't, like, it wouldn't do anything for me.
Would you know? You drink from my shoe?
Would I drink from, drink what?
Just water.
A whole shoe full?
Not a whole shoe full, but enough where it's floating.
I don't know.
For $100, would you do it?
No, not for $100.
Yeah.
I can make $100. If I can make $100 in like 4 hours, in a night, like, yeah. I'm not going to drink your shoe juice.
Sure. You said you'd sniff it, so I
know. 500?
Then you're talking.
I'd probably drink from your shoe for $500.
I'd never pay you $500 to drink from my shoe.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Yeah. It wouldn't do anything for me.
I know we've talked about this before, but attractiveness, like whether or not you're attracted to someone.
Yeah, yeah, you'll
do
anything
for them.
It's such
a huge difference. Sure. Like,
you don't think I'm attractive?
No, no. I don't mean it in a mean way. I just mean, like, not to me. You know what I mean? So, like, sniffing your shoe would gross me out. But it's the same smell for someone I'm attracted to. Like, if
I would hope not, actually.
Sniffing Reese Witherspoon. Actually, I'm not even that attracted to Reese Witherspoon.
I'm really attracted to Reese Witherspoon, especially after that update that she's worth over $400 million. That
yeah,
knocked her up a couple pegs
for
me.
You're a status guy.
I find Reese objectively attractive as well.
Well, she's pretty. But, yeah. Like, I'm not like, oh, when I see her. You know what I mean? Like.
I'm not like that when I see anybody.
Well, I mean, like,
you take pictures of people and send them, like, yeah.
No, but, like, you know how you see, like,
no, no one makes me audibly be like, oh, hey, hey, look at her. Look at her. No, no one makes me do that.
Like a young Charlize Theron, maybe, for me. Or, like, who else do I like? I really like Emma Watson. Like Emma Watson's shoe. Emma Watson sucks. Like, let's say you and Emma Watson go for a walk, and you both sweat. It's the heat of summer, hot humidity, and you and Emma Watson go on a, like, 2-hour walk.
Okay,
and you've gotten like 10,000 steps in, mm-hmm. and it's been a. And then
Jordan, are you an Emma Watson fan? Is this doing anything for you? This hypothetical here.
I mean, I do enjoy Emma Watson.
Are you picturing yourself going on a walk with her?
You lost me with the sweaty socks.
All right, let's get back to the hypothetical.
Just an analogy.
Yeah,
let's
get back to it. Keep going.
Or a metaphor.
Now, Mila Kunis sweaty socks, I might could get behind.
Okay, now Jordan's talking. He's a Mila Kunis man. Likes a little more flair in his So you like a little more a darker skinned woman then, not necessarily a white woman. You're not into white women?
Well, I would say she's fair skinned.
Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
She's got some, I don't know the right way to say it, but. Ethnic.
She's tan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't consider her fair-skinned at all. She can go out in the sun.
Skin.
She can go out in the sun.
Well, she's got, like, Armenian in her.
I don't know if I don't know if Emma Watson can go out in the sun.
Probably not for a long
time.
Yeah. Not for a long time.
Anyway, so me and her are on a walk.
Yeah, so you guys
and
go
I'm
on
like,
a
please
really
stop
walk.
Talking about Harry Potter and Perks of Being a Wallflower. But since we're on the topic of Perks of Being a Wallflower, did you ever get any vibes that Ezra Miller was a real creep while you guys were working together? Could you tell that
he used to sniff my socks.
Could you tell that he had people chained up in his basement that he was using as sex slaves, kind of? And that we would eventually cancel him, but uncancel him because The Flash is supposed to be really good? Did you have any warning signs?
He had people chained up in his basement?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Against their will? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Kidnapping,
Ezra Miller should probably be in prison, but he had made such a good movie, and they're, like, really hoping that this could kick off the DC universe.
Wait a second. Are you sure it was against their will? Because that's imprisonment. Who is Ezra Miller? What does he look like?
Like somebody that had people chained up in his basement.
Is he who I'm picturing? I'm picturing this, like, tall guy with the long... Nope, that's not who I'm picturing. Who's that tall guy with kind of the long hair, kind of the big face?
Adam Driver?
Yeah, maybe that's who I'm thinking of. I think maybe I confused them. So this guy had people chained up in his basement?
I mean, I don't know if he actually had them chained up in his basement.
That can't be true. He'd be in prison.
No, but like
this guy's got an actor's face. He's got such an actor's face.
Like, there was something where he had, like, a mother and, like, a couple of, like, young kids, like, holed up on his farm, and, like, people were saying that it was problematic. Now, you know, whether or not he had them legally chained up, I don't think.
It's very problematic to have people chained up in your basement.
But Miller, who is non-binary and uses they, them pronouns, has been housing a 25-year-old mother.
Of course.
A 25-year-old mother and her three young children at his farm. The arrangement is apparently of concern to the father as well as others.
It's an arrangement, though.
They believe it is unsafe. I mean,
it's
I don't know.
It's not like he took them there and held them there.
You know, well, no, I'm telling you that there was a lot of problematic stuff surrounding this.
Yeah,
again,
no, you say that, but they call it an arrangement. Like, obviously, there. He would be in prison if he
well,
just
took
them.
Have you ever heard of, like, people brainwashing people and, like, people like...
Yes.
You've heard of, like...
But that's different.
Syndrome. Yeah, you've heard of Stockholm Syndrome.
That's different than kidnapping.
Sort of, kind of. But, I mean, like, that's essentially what all these cults, like the Jonestown and, you know, Waco, like, their loved ones would be like, hey, these people are brainwashed or being kidnapped.
Fine.
But they'd always be like, no, they can leave whenever they want.
Yeah,
they just never...
Yeah,
actually.
But there's a little more gray area there. Like,
sure.
I don't think you can just have someone... You can't just take someone and
video
put them
footage
in your basement.
Like, shows at least 8 assault weapons, rifles, and handguns lying around the living room with some weapons propped up next to a pile of stuffed animals. So he just had, like, the kids' toys and then just gats.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it sounds a little odd.
Yeah, all I know is, like, basically, he was... There was other stuff, too, where he was getting arrested.
Can we get back to Emma Watson's socks?
Yeah, sure.
So, at the end of the walk, you put your socks down on the table. She puts her socks down on the table. They're all soaking wet. The difference is, in attraction, is that I would pay $100 for hers, but you'd have to pay me for yours.
What if we pulled a prank on you?
I'd be so mad.
And we switch.
I'd be so mad.
And we switch socks.
Because it's the same smell.
Yeah. And you would think it was Emma's, and you're rubbing it on your face. I'm like, actually, it was mine.
Him.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be throwing up. You'd be like, ah!
I'd be so mad.
That'd be a pretty good prank. Do you know, Jordan, are you good at, like, booking people? Can you find me Emma Watson's information? Can you get me in touch with her people so me and her can arrange this?
I don't know that I can get you in touch with her people.
Yeah.
I feel like her people would be like, no.
She might have a sense of humor. She'd be like, yeah, this would be great.
She might send her assistant sock.
And we're going to take down creeps like Cody. We're going to teach him a lesson. We'd make it a whole feminist thing.
We're
going
to call it to catch a
predator.
No, that's not a predator behavior. To catch a, but it'll
deviant.
Be like a, it'll be like a spinoff of to catch a predator.
To catch a deviant.
Yeah.
Well, let's call it kink shaming. That'll be the name of the show.
To catch a kink.
No, kink shaming. That's the name of the show.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good idea for a show.
Yeah. We just embarrass people for what they like.
I mean, I think you're on to something. I think it's kind of a...
I don't know.
Can we pitch,
like,
that?
If you named a show kink shaming, no one would watch it because...
I think
no.
they would, Alex.
Have you ever seen the shows they put on the Learning Channel? Cody watches 600-pound Life just to watch and see how gross these people
are. You have to have a creative name like that to hook people. 600-pound Life. I mean, it's
Hoarders? People watch things about people 18 like...
18 kids and counting.
The sad grandmother who, like,
Queer
won't give...
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
The sad grandmother won't give up any of her dead husband's belongings, so house is overran with all of his stuff, and she's just been hoarding everything.
And what do they call that? Extreme Hoarders.
I think it's just called Hoarders, I think. But, like... Yeah. We make fun of people with those type of things. So I do think, now maybe this would have been more like an NBA, an MTV show back in like the early 2000s. Like we have Room Raiders and then Kink Shame back to back. Are you familiar with Room Raiders? Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
Where the idea was they would take a guy would be, it would be a guy or a girl and like they have three people vying for their love. And the way they would decide on who they wanted to date is they would just go into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, he likes Britney Spears. Red flag. Or, oh, and then they're like, hey, let's get the black light out. Let's see how much he masturbates. Oh, my God, there's so much stains everywhere. This guy's a
so
creep.
So much what?
And they would put that
the walls are covered in.
They would put that on TV. They're like, oh, look at this mattress.
Rems with Riz.
Yeah, they'd be like, wow, look at this. And I'd be like, this is terrible. This would be so bad to be put on TV. But that's what they would do. Oh, wow, look at this dirty underwear. This guy's dirty.
That might have been the peak of TV. Like
the peak of TV?
Well, like 2000s.
I don't know if that was the peak of TV.
No, I'm with you. I'm going.
Yeah, like, because you could do anything. You could put anything like that out there and people would just eat it up. You know, that was before you got all the kind of... The woke, like...
I used to love
actually,
Room Raiders,
we can't be.
And I loved Next. That was so... They would just basically bring a person off the bus one at a time for, like, a park date.
Who's the actress I like who kind of looks like Anne Hathaway, but she's different? She's not Anne Hathaway. She's... Who am I thinking? Is it...
Sandra Bullock?
No.
She's in this movie,
definitely
too.
Definitely not Sandra Bullock.
I'm excited to see who you come up with. Let's hear it.
God,
what's
I can't
she been
remember.
In?
Yeah, what has she been in?
I gotta just famous actresses.
And Alex, someone would come off the bus, and sometimes they would just be like, "Next!" immediately. As soon as you saw someone's outfit or saw like they're ugly, next, and just send them right back in. They'd just be, their shoulders would drop, and like, "Wow, really?"
What did you think about Elizabeth Taylor?
She's old.
Well, she's dead, but
R.I.P. She's been old my whole life. I don't know. Didn't think much about her. I'm sure she was fine back
in
her day.
Who am I thinking? She was on Hot Ones. She was on
the wing eating show.
Yeah, yeah. She was on that. Oh my God, who am I thinking of? For some reason, Anne Hathaway always reminds me of her. Actress.
I'm not gonna help you. I just want to hear you get to it. We're not going anywhere until you get it.
Oh, that's kind of a lot of pressure because then I gotta find her.
Just Google actresses who look like Anne Hathaway.
Who was an actress on Hot Ones? Ooh, Brie Larson. Where do you stand?
Brie
Larson's
Brie Larson? Back. She's back. Well, that's not, she doesn't look anything like Anne Hathaway.
No. That's not who I'm talking
about. She's all the way back. Once I saw her in Fast 10, she is back. She's looking good. I think she's charming. I didn't watch Miss Marvel or Captain Marvel, whatever the hell that was, and I know everyone kind of soured on her, but she's all the way back for me.
This is going to be really hard for me to remember who this is.
So, dark-headed actress?
Yeah. Start naming some off.
Mary Louise Parker?
No.
Gal Gadot?
I don't know who that is. No, she's very famous.
Gal Gadot's not a bad guess.
This woman is very...
Are you thinking of Ana de Armas?
No. But yeah, she is beautiful. Most attractive actresses. Where can I... I don't know if she just does it for me. I'm close. Who is this?
I don't like you saying that so many times. Please stop.
who? No, not Amy Adams. No.
Winona Ryder.
She was a country star, hair. Right?
No, that's Judd.
Oh, also Alexandra Daddario. I like her, but it's not her though. I can see her face. She's got like a pale face.
Okay. Pale face.
Kind of a pale face.
Zooey Deschanel.
85% of Hollywood.
No. Not Zooey Deschanel.
No, it's not her. Somebody else. Who is it?
Oh, my God.
Not Sandra Bullock.
Who? No. Help me out.
With what context? A pale?
Attractive actress. Hot Ones show. Maybe I'll just do list of people. Oh, Sydney Sweeney, too. She was with Alexandra Daddario on that show. Hang on. Let me just Google list of people on
sure.
the Hot Ones show. List of Hot Ones guests. Yeah. This will be the way to find. Paul Rudd's not him.
Is Paul Rudd the most famous person? Or like, is he the most? Is that what you think of? Is that who you think of when you think of Hot Ones? Because I mean, he's got the most viral meme, right? Him and Idris Elba. Are you familiar with the show, Alex?
Yeah.
I mean, Paul Rudd's like, look at us. Who would have thought? Yeah. Not me. Like
oh,
that.
I quote that all the time.
Yeah, like that's maybe the most viral thing that we've had from really any YouTube show.
Oh, nice. This has every episode, so this will get me there eventually.
But Idris Elba taking the bite and then like kind of coughing, like it's
yeah
as he's doing it. That's a pretty good one too. Take your time.
Yep, we're going to get there eventually. We're going to get there eventually because I've got a list of every episode now. I can't remember what year it was. She's definitely a famous actress.
Well, yeah, I don't think they really bring people in there that's not famous. I'm excited to find out who it is.
I mean,
hopefully you can figure it out by the end of the hour.
Yeah, well, how much time do I have?
25 minutes?
Okay.
27 minutes?
How the hell Ed Sheeran on
oh, wait,
there?
20 minutes? 20 minutes. You got 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, really.
This person's not going to be anything like Anne Hathaway.
No,
definitely not. Definitely not. Let's see. Keep talking.
No, I'm just going to let you do your thing.
Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to put pressure on me like that? I mean, you know I'm over here scrolling. Also, Natalie Portman, but it's not her.
See, I would say, like, Natalie, she doesn't really look like her, but...
She's fair like, skin, like you're talking yeah. about with fair skin.
I feel like we've gone through all the people who could potentially look like Anne.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. We definitely haven't.
This person's not going to be anything like Anne Hathaway.
No, but I like her face.
Vanessa Hudgens?
No, it's not her. See, now I feel like I've scrolled too far. Would she have been before 2016?
Keep trying going, to read exactly going, what's so wrong with Ezra Miller, because I feel like I slandered him a little bit by saying he was just having people chained up in his basement, but I swear that's what they were saying.
So you slandered him?
I don't know. I swear that was kind of the... Let's see. Now he's a teenage heartthrob. Let's see. March 23rd.
This is embarrassing.
Traveled to the North Pole. Huh. Went to the North Pole with Greenpeace. How about that?
With who?
Greenpeace.
What is Greenpeace?
2014 is when he got cast as the Flash.
Man.
And the movie's just now coming out? What the hell is the sake of them so long?
Tyra Banks, you remember her?
She looks nothing like Anne Hathaway.
No,
really.
It's not her. It's not her. But, you know, I don't know if I'm going to find this. Apparently Travis Kelce appeared on there.
It's a pretty good idea.
Who
just,
is
here.
Cara Delevingne? Delevingne.
She's a model. She was in a John Green, one of his books to movies.
Are you thinking of like that cat girl?
No, she's so famous.
It's like cat. No, I'm not talking about you. But I'm saying like there's a
no
the TV actress.
No, this is so embarrassing. She's very famous.
Like
it's in like
Euphoria?
Two Broke Girls. The ones like a, like Two
yes.
Broke Girls.
What's
I thought
what's
her name was like Kat something.
Kat Dennings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson. Okay, so now we're getting into some big actresses. Kristen Bell, Kristen Stewart. It's not them.
I can see Kristen Stewart being somewhat
Chelsea
like Anne Hathaway.
Handler.
Just pale.
Brie Larson. See, we're getting into big actors now. She should be coming up.
You probably already scrolled past her and just don't know
Jessica
her name.
Jessica Alba. No, I definitely would know her name. Halsey. Who's Halsey? She's hot, isn't she?
Yeah, big Halsey fan.
Elizabeth Olsen, Jennifer Garner, Salma Hayek, Mila Kunis.
I can see Jennifer Garner being a little bit like Anne Hathaway.
Paris Hilton.
I'm so excited to find out when you finally get there.
Cate Blanchett, Millie Bobby Brown. Where do you stand on Millie Bobby Brown?
I don't. I don't stand anywhere.
Good. Leslie Mann. Oh, I saw I had a waitress who looked like Leslie Mann last week. You know her, Judd Apatow's wife?
I know Leslie, man.
Kate Hudson, Queen Latifah, Lizzo, Khloe Kardashian.
What a guest list. Who does this guy's booking? How many views does he get on? These are all like A-list to B-list actors and like celebrities. How many views does these hot ones get on their YouTube? Like 6-7 million views?
A lot. Like he can get
10
anybody.
Million?
He can get anybody. Oh, 20
million?
Oh, I think this is her. Is this her? Oh, I think this is her. Let me make sure this is her. Yeah, okay, this is her. Now I'm embarrassed to say it because I feel like you're going to say she doesn't look at all like it. It's Anna Kendrick.
I mean, pale skin.
So it's kind of close to Anne Hathaway?
You know, it's okay. It's a little underwhelming. It's a little disappointing.
Why were we talking about her? How did we get to this?
Because Anne Hathaway is on Ocean Tate, and I don't know. I just said she's very pretty. And
why was I trying to find Anna Kendrick?
Because you said that's who you like.
I think
she reminds you of Anne Hathaway.
I think I rank her at the top of my list with.
You've got a very distinct type.
No, I don't. She's not my type. You think my type is like blonde and petite, and that's not what she is.
I think your type
is a full brunette woman.
I think your
type.
She's petite.
I think your type is petite, and hair doesn't really matter. But you love.
I like.
Like, if you love Emma Watson, like, Emma Watson and Anna Kendrick are pretty similar.
I think also I like white skin.
Emma Watson. Yeah, you like pale skin? That's what I said. You like pale
skin, petite?
No,
not pale. Not pale. But, like.
All these women are pale that you like. I think of Emma Watson as pale, and I think of Anna Kendrick as pale.
I've never been as attracted to dark women. I don't know why. Not that they're not attractive, just my personal taste, you know? Like.
It's the Irish in you, I guess.
I guess. Oh, my God. This is Anna Kendrick wearing underwear.
Can leave that for Marcus. All right, send us a break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, Anna Kendrick, huh? Cody's got him a type.
I don't think I have a type.
All your girls that you like just look the same, but you don't have a type. Got it.
No, because you used to say they're all blonde.
Well, in real life, you had some blonde girls running around.
I like Spanish women.
You just said you don't like girls with any darkness in their skin. What do you mean?
Make up
your mind.
I don't like. I can't say, like.
Huh?
I don't like them too dark.
Okay, never
but
mind.
But I don't mean it like that. Like, I don't mean it in a way that's, like, racist. But it's just, like, a personal preference. But, see, you can't even say it without it sounding bad. You know what I mean? But I don't mean it in a negative way. I like what I like.
I don't think it's fun.
I don't think you can say I only like pale, though, because, like, you redheads are not my favorite. Like, ginger girls, they do a little something for me, but they're not my favorite. Where do you stand on ginger girls?
We're talking like Annie? Or we're talking like Emma Stone? Which
She's
one?
She's a little young.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, if you can take Annie and age her,
what does Emma Stone look
like? Mid 20s, early 30s? Are we talking that? Or are we talking like Emma Stone? Because Emma Stone, redhead, big time in.
I don't like Emma Stone.
Oh, I love Emma Stone.
I don't like her face.
That's fun.
I'm not a fan at all.
That's okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
I would not. Well, I mean, I would, but she's also famous. I do not like her face, though.
We got it. We hear you.
What did Elizabeth Taylor look like when she was younger?
The Drive has a remote on Tuesday. If you want to go up and support a good cause and support the station, if you're up in the Rickard Ridge barbecue area, they'll be there Tuesday from 3 to 6 for Tallytown Tonight, a fundraiser for the first ever Tallytown Festival celebrating the Italian heritage of Campbell County. You going to go, Cody, and take you some of your gravy?
We're doing what? We're celebrating the Italian heritage of Campbell County?
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
Sponsored by the Campbell County Historical Society, raising money for the festival, which will be on July 29th.
How many Italians are in Campbell County?
Enough.
Enough to have a festival.
I guess.
Bill Landry from the Heartland series will be up there.
Oh, are you serious?
Well, that's what the
He's still alive?
That's what the email says.
Oh, my God.
Rickard Ridge Barbecue in Cove Lake State Park on Tuesday afternoon. So if you're in the area, go by and support Russell.
Do you ever watch
and your Italian heritage? I mean, I used to all the time.
The Heartland, it's pretty.
Actually, no, I used to get mad when it would come on. I can't lie. I can't cap because didn't it always come on like at 11 something? Like
Sunday night. Yeah.
Was it Sunday night?
After 10 news at 11, right?
You sure it was Sunday night?
I mean, that's when I see it on.
I thought it was on like during the week too because I used to get mad when it would come on before Jay Leno. I used to love watching Jay Leno when I was a kid.
I love the Heartland series.
I used to get mad. I can't cap.
So, is this a bit or
no? We're celebrating the Italian heritage of Campbell County on Tuesday.
I don't know if I've ever heard a funnier sentence.
The actual festival will be July 29th.
We are celebrating the Italian heritage of Campbell County on Tuesday.
Correct. The actual festival is July 29th.
Mama mia! I'm from Campbell County. My name's Anthony.
You're gonna make some people mad. Campbell County has a proud Italian heritage, and you're making some people mad.
We're going to have spaghetti. We're going to have garlic bread.
For as much as you talk about Italians.
Mama's bringing a lasagna up.
Yeah, this is what you're the one.
I fixed my Sunday gravy. I've got Italian in my blood.
So do these people in Campbell County.
Do they?
Well, I mean, I assume if we're celebrating their Italian heritage.
It's just a funny image.
You better be careful who you're talking about. You better be careful.
Young Elizabeth Taylor was definitely my type.
Okay.
Google Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay. Young Elizabeth Taylor. Let's see. She was classy, too.
Yeah. Probably too classy for me.
Yeah. I don't know. She might have liked you.
Doubt it.
I mean, I doubt it as well, but maybe.
Uncle Jim's going to bring a couple pizza pies over.
Young Elizabeth Taylor is a fox.
Don't have tomatoes. Don't forget the olive oil.
Young Elizabeth Taylor is actually my type.
Yeah. Well, how is your type different than mine then? Does she not look just like the other ones I like?
I don't consider her petite.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you know what petite means.
Just short?
No.
And tiny.
Skinny?
Very skinny.
Well, yeah, like
no, I don't even
I
say
like
compact.
My women to be thin.
But you can like the place I shop at, it's the petite, but they go up to like size 8. Like you can be petite and not skinny.
It's just short, right?
You can be petite and skinny.
Short.
You can be petite and skinny.
I mean, you can be petite
She's
and
also
have some.
5'2".
You could have. Well,
there you go.
That's exactly my type.
Then that's your type.
Yeah, but Anna Kendrick doesn't do it for me.
How does she not?
Just doesn't do it for me.
Wow.
Not thick enough. Too petite. See, I think petite is skinny. So you're telling me petite can have a little meat on their bones?
Yes.
Interesting. And I'm not arguing with you because you know what the size is and stuff, the shop, what you're talking about. I would take your word for it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're educating me. Thank you.
I mean, I definitely don't like big, tall women.
How tall is too tall?
Like
Brittany Griner?
Like my height? That's pretty tall.
Brittany Griner?
Pretty tall.
Brittany Griner, not Cody's type.
Although I do know some women that are my height.
You've been oogling off of our softball SEC champions. There's not really a lot of petite women running around the softball.
No, that's true. I think I'm just attracted to attractive women.
So, Alex is correct, at least according to Jeetly.com, the definition of petite for women is just any woman who is 5'3" or shorter. Petite women come in all shapes and sizes. See, I did not think that.
Well, how about that? Anybody can be petite.
Well, anybody under 5'4".
Am I a petite male?
You're not under 5'4". Think you want to be, yeah. If you were short, it'd be tough.
Yeah. What is petite for a male? Like 5'7", something like that?
The 5'4" equivalent of a woman to a man is probably about 5'7", 5'6", yeah.
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 That'd be tough.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
Okay.
Not me. I'm average height. 5'11".
This says narrower shoulders than standard, short torsos, short legs. Is what this says. I don't know. Anyways, whatever. We did learn something today, at least.
What?
I wish we could hear what's going on in Ocean's Eight. Well, it looks captivating.
Turn it up.
That Awkwafina woman, she doesn't do it for me. I don't like her.
Why not?
I just don't like her style.
Awkwafina?
I don't find her. I don't even know if that's how you actually say her name.
Aqua.
I think it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't like her.
She was okay in Crazy Rich Asians, but... No, I just mean, like, I'm not talking about looks-wise. I'm just talking about... She
I really don't like her face.
She kind of gets on my nerves. What a queen right here. Don't really like Sandra Bullock either, to be honest.
No, me neither.
What's this British woman's name with the blonde hair? It's an American Horror Story, because I don't like her either.
Who?
The blonde right there, not her. Not her.
Who's that?
That's Anne Hathaway. Yeah.
Hey, she's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's Sandra Bullock.
No, I'm talking about this woman. Here, it was an American Horror Story. No. The one, she was on the right. Nope, not there.
Do you want me to Google the cast?
Just Google American Horror Story cast, because I don't like her either.
How do you spell story? Cast. American Horror Story. Kathy Bates?
Lady Gaga?
No.
Mm-mm.
Angela Bassett?
Are they the people they put on there at first? That's who they have up there first? This woman right here.
Lily Rabe?
Yeah, right here. You missed her again. Rabe. How do you keep missing her?
I don't know. Frances Conroy?
Maybe it's just because she scares me. Maybe that's why.
Stevie Nicks? Ooh, Emma Roberts.
Sarah Paulson.
That's another one I like. Emma Roberts. You know her?
I know Emma Roberts. She was in Scream 4.
I like her.
Okay. Millers.
Is she my type?
I guess.
Yeah, I definitely like her. I like her a lot.
We'll take a look at some college baseball scores. We'll talk some Tennessee-Charlotte because it's a pretty big game. I'm excited for this weekend between Tennessee softball and Tennessee baseball. I'm hoping that both the ladies and the fellas really, really play well this weekend. It's actually pretty exciting to have them both going at the same time. The women get Oklahoma tomorrow. The men get Charlotte today at 6 o'clock. We'll take a look, keep you up to date on the Clemson score because they have started.
Oh, my God. Did you know that Julia Roberts is Emma Roberts' aunt?
Yes.
Duh. Who didn't know that?
Me. I didn't know that.
You don't know anything about anything.
London is my favorite place in the world. I love London. I think it has the best of L.A. and New York in one, and I have a really great friend there.
Who said that?
Emma Roberts.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea that was Julia Roberts' niece.
Did you not put the two and two together? They have the same last name?
It's a fairly common name. I mean.
And they're both actresses?
They do kind of look alike.
And they both kind of look alike?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Hour 3 headlines coming at you.